Simen Shin Beis, Seif Beis. Haloiket Yabolis Shal Gabi Bgodim, a person takes off from his clothes like little bumps of wool. Kigoin Eila Yabolis Shabiklei Atzemer Anishorim Boi Min Ha'arigo. When you finish to do Klei Tzemer, you have little kind of circles are left over from the thread, from the wool. Chayav mishumake bepatish. It's a melocha that is called Gmara Keili. When a person finishes to make the Keili, it's Gmara Keili. He's chayav mishumake bepatish. Vehu sheyakpid aleyem. Vehu sheyakpid aleyem. That he's makpid, that he doesn't want it. So it's called make bepatish because this is what people would do when the clothes is finished. This is the way it makes it ready. So if he takes it off because he's makpid that he doesn't want to be there, he's chayim mitzad makpid bepatish. Aval im isirom derech eisek, he's playing potur, the Mishneh Berurah says, potur aval osur. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah. Siv kot mches, aloiket yabolois, loshen yabele shepirush yigavshushis, like a little piece. Vuad in kashim vikis mimdakim shenergu babeget blim iskaven, little strings that were put into the beget without a miskaven, if you take them out, yichayim mitzad makpid bepatish. The shayla in the poiskim, if you have some threads that are sticking out, so normal threads that are sticking out, for sure it's make bepatish. What if you had a button and the button fell and you have some thread sticking out and you want to take out that thread? The shayla if you chayv mitzad make bepatish or not. So these strings that are left inside, different threads that are left inside the beged, dinom ke yabeles. Kosva achroinim, the huadin, the osur leasir asholol. And the beginning, the tailors sew different parts with kind of string that you take it out later. You're not allowed to take out that string. Could be it's even a chiyuv chatos. Mishu make bepatish. The Mishbura explains it's not hitting with a hammer, but kol ha'oisa dovor shal yedei ze nigmera meloche chayv mishu make bepatish. He hits lehashes akmimusoi to make it straight. Behu sheyakpid aleihem, pirush shemasiro mechavone kedei liyapis habeged. He takes it off kedei to make the beged look nicer. Veleike misasek. Aval bishleinim na mileobshirim lo yamasiro. It's not a makpi like we said in dust before, that it's only also if you makpi that you would never go with such a clothes with the dust. Here, even if he would not be makpi to take them off, he would go with it. But while he's makpi, he doesn't want it, he's chayo. Mishum dach v'och av melochet feimid yisif alef. Melochin ein apotur eloke misasek. Kosav haramba. Hamenayr talis chadosh ha-shchoyro kedei lenaoiso le'asir ha-tziu v'alovan ha-nitlobo kederich sha'um nimoisim when they finish. Chay mishum makpi v'patish. ואם אינו מקביד מותר, עד כן דבורו. ופירוש מקביד הזה גם כן, כל שכוונוס כדי ליאפריס, הוא כמו אלינים יבלס. אבל אינטרסנט, that here it says that if he's not מקביד, it's מותר. And in יבלס, the הלוך is פוטור, אבל the Mishneh Berurah brings down, בשם ספר הזיכרונס, סבקות י' א', cause of the אוסור, the איסור יש בזה. And in the Rambam case, it says that it's מותר, so שתיקו לאורי. דיבור הלוך brings down the שיילה, he has 100 little יבלס. When he takes off only the last one, he's chayim mitzad makim bepatish, or even the first ones. The neti of the bir halochas, even the first one is chayim mitzad makim bepatish. All the melochas that are misasik in the gemara are called makim bepatish. In the chura, he will be chayim, he takes off 100, be chayim 100 times chatos. I want to bring down the halocha that we have here in the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchos, and Perek Tzvov. Seif Samachay, he brings it down in our nusach. Also, also, chutei akalivot. These are the strings that people sew. When they start to sew, they make the sizes and they sew with it. Shenishu rabav godim chadoshim. V'chein also, also, shiroi tzemek. Shenim abdiv esrikin chadoshim. To take off the wool. V'also, this is very important. Limchoik mibgodim chadoshim simon egir. People do with chalk lines. How short to make it? How long to do it? Shenishu alem b'shas atfire. Had to take out different people. Some people put kind of pins to make the size out to sew it. Also, it's also to take it out. It's a makke bepatish. The Mishnah Berurah finishes here and he brings down our halachos gedolos. Kosa ba'halachos gedolos. Yoshav lo izera pishta nutaf shel al ksusay. We learn that you're not allowed to take off a yabeles. What would be if a piece of bean is stuck on his pants? Muto lekalfoy. The Nira, the Mishnah Berurah says, the moker he brings it down already in the Berurah halachos, if Aleph, the Berurah mas chil oleo, he sends it in the Sharatziyah. The mumak beged chodesh v'shochor inu muto lekalfoy rak beinu makbit. The mulach mekano besmatutim kedal kamot. That it's only if it's not makbid. So the Bir Halacha explains the halacha that follows. Thus that you makbid, you're not allowed to take off. If you're not makbid, you're allowed to take it off. We saw the protein in the stomach. Here is like thus. So the isur is only if you're not makbid. But if you makbid, it's also. In the dust we learn that if you leave over some dust, you're allowed to. So here also you're allowed to. Now, we learned in the Bir Halacha before that if you have dirt and you have to scratch it with your finger, it's asur even if you're not makbid, even if you don't leave nothing. So why here it's not asur? We have to say it's not called scratching, it just peels it off. But what would it be if you really have to scratch it off? Takeh be asur. And here's the chiddush that to peel it off, it's also asur, like dust. The Chashavis asks the kasha, who said? Maybe this is on top, it's not a part of the beged bichlal. Maybe it's mutar, it's a chiddush of the Bir Halacha, that it's also, if it's makbid. We said makbid here means that he will not go out with it if it has such a thing on top of it. Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel is a halacha. A lot of important halachas come out of it. And it's very not clear. I will try to make a little bit seder. We'll read first the seif inside, and then I will explain. Mekablim kelim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to fold clothes on Shabbos. Letzerich Shabbos. You want to wear it Shabbos afternoon. You don't want it a bit creasy. You're allowed to fold them. Lelof shamboy b'yoyim. V'dafka. This heter to fold clothes on Shabbos is be'odem echod one and not two. Chadoshim shadai lo niskapsu. They're very strong. Ulevonim and the white. Ve'ein lo lehachlif. And he doesn't have different clothes for Shabbos. But im choser echod me'elu atnoim. One of these arba tnoim. One of these four tnoim are missing. It's also. If it's not in the old fold, it's muto. Venirim dvorov. And he says, venirim dvorov, that it's muto. Why is also to fold clothes on Shabbos? It's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Nafkuf Yud Gimel. You're not allowed to fold. You're only allowed to fold at Tzerech Shabbos. And even that, only by the mechot, chadoshim, levonim, ve'elem alilbosh. And Mishnah Berurah here brings down the Lashon. The Tzerech Shabbos, if called Yud Beis, the Im'ein Mekablim Regilim Shem Miskamtim, it's a Lashon Rashi and Shabbos. And here's the Shaila, why are you not allowed to fold? Why are you folding? Because if you don't fold, it will get creasy, or get creased, or it's creased already, like after the laundry, you fold it, it stays straight, and then it becomes straight. Most of the poskim, and Lashon Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the first Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos really brings down both. And that's Kuf Yud Gimel. The first time he says the Lashon like the Mishnah Berurah, later he says the second Lashon. Lefid Lashon Mishnah Berurah is mashma. You're not allowed to fold if you don't want it to get creasy. And Shulchan Aruch Harav is mefurish that the Isur is if you're folding to make it to stop to be creasy. I will read the Lashon. Muto le kapel avgodim kodim lifshosam kedei shiispashtu mikmim tusam v'iyu muudorim mashma de kol shele niskapnu klal mishna alochez medayek ve'ein kavanos rak shele niskapnu muto. If it's all kavanah is only that it will not get greasy, it's muto. Ab she'eino letzerech Shabbos u'me'ein mechem mistaber. He says and tircha from Shabbos is not marked mitzad the tircha. And this is the shaila, what is the isur to fall? As another shaila. So most poskim hold, if you don't want it to get greasy, it's no issue. Greasy. You don't, it's no issue. What would be if you're folding it because you want the lines, like we have on the pants, lines. You want the lines. Again, you can fold it, you don't want the lines to get spoiled, or you want to make the lines stronger. If you don't want it to get spoiled, could be it's like before. What if you want it to be stronger, could be it's also. Anyways, it's mashma lechure, that all of these things, are tzerich Shabbos, chazal v'matir. But the other mechot, chadoshim, levonim, ve'elim alilbosh. So it will be no heter to fold the pants in Shabbos. Because it's not chadoshim, and it's not levonim. Shemazam says, tzivoinim tedeh like levonim, but it's not chadoshim. So Rav Ozner says, okay, he's makpid, lekatchile chelek hei. I'll read the truth in Rav Ozner. He says that he himself is machmir taken not to fold the pants. Not to fold the pants, just to leave them on the chair. But he's melamed zchus. He says, Ar shchoyrim alak levonim, Ar mechubosim alak chadoshim, because the dry cleaner puts it strong together. And there's another heter, he says. You only pull it from the bottom and the whole line comes through. It's not a maise kipul. Someone to matter on those reasons, Bis Yosef brings down Bisham the Kolboy, that it's bichlam that negeh to our kipul. No chashulchan is mashma like that. They had a special kipul, Lashon HaRambam, special kipul. That was also, our kipul is mutter. Those Nidbur wants to say that even the B'seyoysa that was matir is only a folding to take away the kmotim after the laundry to make it straight. Then they say they had a different kipul. But to keep the lines, if you want the lines, this is also even if you that sheet. Anyways, it's a limit schus on the people that do it. But Rav Adel Katrila has no heter to fold the pants. And on Shabbos, he has a tzad to matir. He wants to say that if you're doing it just because, not because you want to keep the lines, you don't want them to get spoiled, the lines, and you put it on a hanger straight, because if you don't put it on a hanger straight, it gets spoiled and gets bad. He has a tzad in the order to be matir such a thing. He has a tzad to be matir such a thing. What's in the Mishnah Berurah Vayta? Sifkot Niyud Gimel. Lelov Shei Boi Boi Velochen Osu Lekapel Atalis Ava Bishem Mitzvot Tzitzis Kol Hayoyim ויוחוי ליסעתם, ומכל מוקים כיוון שהם בדייתם ליסעתם ביוסו. אם לא במוקים שנהגו ליסעתם, בתלידס ומינכי, נהגו לך תפולד את תלידס. The place can have a shayla if you fold it for next Shabbos, if it's called לצייר Shabbos or not. ועוד המחל, אבל לא בשתי בני עודם שעומדים שתיים מספשים הקמותים, ונראה כמתקן מונה. ואם מקבל על הספסל, דינו כמקבל בשתיים, לנסקפסל לפי שכל שלו, לנסקפסל עם קושים. ואין ממהרים לקמות, ואין חושב הכיפול תיקון כל כך, עד שיניראה כמתקן מונה, ולבונים וצבועים הכיפול מתקן יויסה. שמזר מסייז, אר לבונים וצבועים עד עשה. ואין לי להחליף, אבל יש לי להחליף בגד אחר לשבס, אף פי שאני יופק הזה לא יתירו לי לקפלו, אבל אם זה לא לשבס קלוז מסתום עצמותו. וכל שכן אם אין דייתו ללוב שכלל בביום דוס, וכנל בסבקות ניות גימל, ומכל מקרים, ביום תפשחל בערב שבס מותר לקבל טלי שפוישטוי. כשפוישטוי מחדושה ולבונו. אף שאין דייתו ללוב שבו ביום, והיינו כשעושה ערב תפשילים. ללעבוך איזה איסור החומה. כן קוסם אל ירבה. וחידוש רב כי בהגר הכריח דאב ולא הניח ערב תפשילים שור מי סמוכו לשבס. אבל שלא על הכפול עם מותר בכל עניין, שלקים בזה שום קיום. ואין גם מתקן כלל, ולפי חמותר אפילו אין ביחד אלא ארבע תנועים, ואפילו אין די דו ללוב שבי ביום. שרצים במגזן החיות, אם זה זמח ממשום תירכה, משום תירכה not to do it. משום תירכה not to do it. אבל המשתבור הזמתי. Now we have to know why, if the vote is to keep the lines, then for sure it's mutter. But if the reason that you're folding it, you don't want it to get creased. So if it's mefashet the folim, or you don't want to get creased, why shaloy al kipula is mutra? So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma ein lekiyum. I don't know exactly the hagdola. V'nir in dvorah v'chensos mo achroinim ladine. U'mikol makoim. Mishroi tse la'achmir al asmi shlelekab el klal vada yodif. And this is the meaning in klal is so that people don't fold talesim in Shabbos. Even shaloy al kipula. Some want to say that because our talesim are not creased, and it's be'etzam only just not to become creased, so then you're allowed to do it. But only shaloy al kipuloy, shaloy al kipuloy. Letzorich mitzvah, aber yesh machmirim. Matzim esam mitzvah min el Shabbos le Shabbos, ולכתחיל את אבייסר שיציאה מערב Shabbos. אבל אין מצים משבס למוצי Shabbos. ומכל מוקים, אם המיטו ימדס בבייסי, והוא דובר מגונה וביזוין לשבס שיעמד כך, מוטו להציאה. The mikitzer Shabbos, so then you're allowed to. Now, it's a couple of chidushim. Also, those nidburu, also, Mishnah Zalman say, if you want to fold a coat, a jacket, and you fold it, you put a shoulder inside a shoulder that will not get creased, it's mutter. Learn me, boy, that here you're just keeping it not to get creased. And also, the reason it's mutter is because it's not a ma'aseh kippul. They speak about a rabbanu sheyameke. When it's on, it doesn't get spoiled. You're allowed to fold it, the shayla if you want it to have the shape or not. Shemazaman says the marshal, a person has a hat and it got bumped. You're allowed to fix the bump. Why are you allowed to fix the bump? not a Maisa Kippul, even though he's Metaken. Maisa Kippul is also. Some say only if they had it soft, not if it's hard. A person has his collars or his pants, and it's open, the jacket open completely, and he wants to fix his collar. Although he has manjets in the pants, and they got messed up, he's allowed to put them back. It's not a Maisa Kippul. And Mele doesn't have the Isur of a Mefashet Akfolim. There's another Shaila, the Poskim Kler, and I want to mention it. I really, in the Hebrew vision, I didn't mention it, but I think it's important to mention it. To fold napkins. Some say you're not allowed to. Some say not allowed to. I'll read a tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Hei. בעניין מפירס קטנו של ניו, נפקין שמשימים קיים על השולחון, ישור אלה קפלו משום תיקון כאלי, לכו הוא יראה, על פי השולחון אורך ביוס, שין בייסיף ג' זה כיפול המוטו רק לצריך שבס ללוב שום, זה בלי זה קושה ללוב שום, ובפרט רגילים לעשות כל מיני צורס, מה לכיפול כלי, כיפול ניו? Again, here, it's not שלו יסקמת, but he's doing the shape. אלו די ישלוד ודולי נסר, הכיפול המסקיים, מה שאין גם בזה, שבשורקתנו משתמשים וזורקים ואיסון, ואין בעצם שום תיקון בדובו, אלא צור הסנוי. ולמייסה התארתי לכפול לבעלמה כדי לסומה בכלי המתוקון. אבל לא ילעס את צור הסיידוס. Not to make real shapes. Because if you want to make real shapes, it's also מצד the domi lebinion. And also Shmir Shabbat says, to make real shapes, it's also to make a nice shape of napkin that stands. Could be it's a binyan arai. But a little fold you're allowed to do. A little fold you're allowed to do. And people just double it, put it in the cup nicely. But a real shape, the mice are not to do in Shabbos. I know some want to say that it's mutal. And the Be'er Moshe, he says it's not shaykh leimah boine, only in strong paper, not in soft paper. And he wants to be matir. So I don't know if it could be Moiche or Ravade, Roy Lebnetere to be Machmir to be Choshesh to this Halacha. Roy to Lebnetere to be Choshesh to be Machmir to this Halacha.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.